We are right in the middle of the team-building stage, and the Patriots brass are exploring all avenues to improve their football team. The Combine in Indianapolis is one of the places where the entire league congregates to poke, prod, and interview players. Bob Soucy takes us inside the Combine.
Welcome to Indianapolis, a place once known as Naptown, and now one of America's most vibrant cities, thanks in great part to the NFL Combine, an event that enlivens what used to be a dormant time on the football calendar.
The original thought of this whole thing was not to work the guys out, was to, for medical purposes. Yeah, we did probably 30 minutes of testing.
But today, that testing takes place over an entire week as NFL teams exhaustively evaluate 300-plus prospects for the upcoming draft while player agents shop their clients and media from every platform churn out continuous content. All of which makes it big business for the league, who's seen the number of reporters double in the last 6 years to more than 1,200. And for Indianapolis, whose Visitors Bureau estimates the Combine's annual economic impact at $8.2 million. Indy is set to keep the Combine through at least 2020. What makes it the perfect host is a matter of proximity.
You can walk from one hotel to the other hotel without going outside. It's a lot of places to eat, a lot of meeting rooms, a great facility.
You know, you get the players really essentially in one spot, so you have an opportunity to touch base with as many as you can.
I hope he's very special.
The NFL Combine has been a fixture here since 1987, and as thousands from around the NFL gather in downtown Indianapolis every February, vital to their experience is a local institution for more than a century.
Welcome to St. Elmo's.
Founded in 1902, St. Elmo's Steakhouse typically serves 400 to 600 guests on a given night, but more than twice as many when the Combine comes to town.
The Combine brings a lot of energy. We're always very busy and very happy to have everybody in. It's a really fun crowd and it makes for a fun week.
There's a level of camaraderie that you wouldn't expect. You know, they're greeting each other, you know, earnestly and shaking hands and hugging each other and talking about, you know, different things that they've done in the past. You know, that's something that I don't think people expect about the Combine.